This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on logistical and strategic challenges at Standing Rock. The election is over, but there's still a tremendous struggle being waged by the Standing Rock Sioux and a host of allies from tribes all over the country and supporters in a face-off with the pipeline constructors coming ever closer to the embattled and sacred areas. I talked to Mikasey Camp Hornick of Bold Alliance on Wage World and KBF and got a closer understanding of where this fight stands today, both imperiled and a rallying cry for many around the country. From his perspective, after the last 3 months, he's been part of the occupation. North Dakota in November can be harsh country on its vast plains and hillsides. My first question to Mikasey had been about the weather. In order to get good enough cell phone coverage for radio, he climbed to the top of the ridge to call me. He reported there was a dense fog that morning with visibility to more than 50 feet, and worse, there were ice crystals in the fog with the temperature dropping. It goes without saying that adds up to rough weather for an encampment. Having seen news reports of recent standoffs where more than 100 were arrested, I asked him how many people were in the encampment at Standing Rock. I was shocked when he responded that 2,300 people were staying in the camp. In North Dakota, that's a small city, even if they are 60 miles south of Bismarck. I can't even imagine the logistical challenges of housing and feeding that number. Mikasey shrugged off the question, saying they were getting support from everywhere. People were staying in tents and teepees with wood stoves. Mikasey's organization, Bold Alliance, has refitted one of those barn shed structures you see for sale at Lowe's and Home Depots across the country with insulation, solar panels, and a wood stove so that it can sleep six. Willie Nelson funded the first one. They have 20 being delivered the 1st of December so that more people can winter at the site, but they are still raising the money for those. Talking over the weekend to Chapman Clark in New Orleans, organizing a supply truck to go to Standing Rock at Fairgrinds Coffee House this week, and one of many around the country doing the same, when I asked him about the huge logistical challenges of this kind of action, he also shrugged in his own way, saying this is now just something that people know how to do in the aftermath of Occupy. Good skills to have. Mikasey and Bold Alliance have been fighting pipelines from Keystone to Standing Rock. They want the pipeline stopped. In Keystone, a victory securing an environmental impact statement made a huge difference. There has been none at Standing Rock. The big hope is that President Obama's promise that the Corps of Engineers is looking for another route to avoid sacred areas will be delivered, but construction continues every day and the Corps report has been postponed, forcing more nonviolent protest. The reaction has been fierce and brutal from authorities. Mikasey and his mother are part of the more than 100 arrested. They were held for 8 hours, even having the bail money available. Many others are still being held without bail. They were put in dog cages in the basement of the courthouse in miserable, inhuman conditions. This is a fight that deserves more attention and needs huge support. Time to stop with our worry beads and make sure we're still doing the work. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.